ABC Radio Australia.
I'm Richard Hewitt, and the penultimate round of the Men's World Rugby Sevens Series kicks off tonight in the French city of Toulouse, with New Zealand in pole position to win the title, with the top prize out of reach for Fiji and Samoa. The big incentive for the Pacific duo is Olympic qualification. Fiji appear to be on course in third place. We reckon if they make the quarterfinals, they will be just about there. Samoa are in sixth, still very much in the mix, but more work to do. Meanwhile, back in Apia, in the 15-a-side game, Samoa is hosting the World Rugby Pacific Challenge, with Manawa Samoa up against Tonga A, Fiji Warriors and Junior Japan. So plenty for the chief executive of Lakapi Samoa, Vincent Fapuliai, to focus on at home and away.
It's interesting how it's all panned out, that whoever comes out on top in the last two tournaments, especially for Australia and Samoa, to try and make that fourth spot.
And just to spell it out, the rules say the top four qualify for the Olympics, but currently, of course, one of those top four is France, who will be there as the host, so you can still finish fifth and make it.
Yeah, as long as France stays up there, so yes. Just hoping that France will stay there, and then whoever's got the fifth place, because there are other teams below us as well who could still make it.
But based on the season so far, Samoa have been pretty consistent, and of course you did win a tournament, which your neighbours Fiji have failed to do, although they are a few points ahead of you. So the potential for Samoa to seal that Olympic place is pretty good, I would have thought. Confidence must be high in the camp.
Yes, considering we've come out of the pandemic, it's been difficult for us to get to any international events over the last 2-3 years, and to come back strong and be part of the elite top eight consistently throughout the season has been really pleasing for us. And we have worked really hard with the management and the team to get almost everything that they wanted for us to support them. So it will really be a real icing on the cake if we make it in the next two tournaments to qualify.
And if you were to qualify, and if we assume that Fiji will qualify too, that would open the door for Tonga to qualify, you would think, as the next best nation in the Pacific at the Oceania Championships. So we could have potentially three Pacific teams among 12 at the Olympic Rugby Sevens tournament.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Yeah, all of small island nations will qualify for the Olympics. It would be a fantastic achievement.
Let me move on to the Pacific Challenge, which is taking place in Samoa at the moment. The final two matches coming up this weekend. You'll be up against Junior Japan, having already played the Tongans and beaten them comfortably, and then played Fiji, and unfortunately didn't manage to win that game, even though you were leading at half time. So, I mean, what's your assessment of the young Samoan players and how they're going in this tournament?
We're quite happy with the performance of the team. I thought that we were in it for up to 65 minutes of the game, and then our bench, I think, that came on didn't finish the job off, but we were very pleased with the progress of some of the players. Well, most of the players are from our academy, so they haven't had much competition or experiences to play other teams before the competition, but it's been really pleasing for us that we've also look at future of Manu Samoa, that they'll be coming from some of the players in this squad. And we've also locked in some of the players we think that's going to have good careers coming up in the next couple of years through Moana Pacifica. So it's been very pleasing for us.
And the fact that the tournament is being staged in Samoa, how have the rugby-loving public reacted to that? Have they been turning up in good numbers?
Yeah, it's been well supported. I think in there it's been televised live on TV, and then 2 days of the 3 days the tournament is held is on a Monday. So it's been pretty difficult to get people from work to come and support, and also from schools. We've only one field that we're using at the moment. But other than that, it's been really good to have some content back on island in Samoa after pandemic. So it's been really good for us to host these regional events in Samoa.
The championship, the Pacific Challenge in Samoa, has followed just a matter of weeks after Moana Pacifica were in Apia to take on the Reds at Apia Park. And that game, by all accounts, was a big success from an organisational point of view, a good turnout. Is this a sign of changing times in Samoa, that after being deprived of live international rugby for so long, that you're beginning to build momentum now on that front, and there will be more games for the fans to go and watch live?
The last time we hosted this tournament was around 2007, 2009, around that time. It's been a long time coming before we've hosted this event again. And I guess it's with the borders reopening up again and a lot of changes coming up with the calendar of events next year with regional and international competition. It's going to be some major changes coming as well. So it's been really exciting for us, for our people, to play host to these World Rugby events. So it's been really pleasing in that respect.
And as far as Super Rugby is concerned, Moana Pacifica will be back next year, will they?
We hope so. I think we successfully assisted them in that game against the Reds. And I think the last time a super match was held here was the Reds and Blues a couple of years ago, which in terms of cost of tickets turned away the locals. But this time around, I think we learned our lessons. We had some really good discussions with Moana before they came to Samoa, and with our local players in the team, it's been really well supported by our people.
And the stated aim of Moana Pacifica is eventually to play all their home games in either Samoa or in Tonga. I guess that's going to take a few years before they can achieve that, but that would mean you'd have probably what, three or four games in Apia every year, which would be tremendous.
Yeah, those discussions are ongoing at the moment with Moana Pacifica. We're looking forward to having more of their games other than just the ones off, and we're also looking at them to do a bit more in terms of pre-season training and so forth and camps in Samoa or Tonga.
Vincent Fapulia, CEO of Lakapi Samoa, the ruling body for Samoan rugby, and the World Rugby Pacific Challenge comes to a conclusion in Apia tomorrow. The Fiji Warriors taking on Tonga A, Manama Samoa taking on Junior Japan. So likely that Samoa will get another victory, but they lost to Fiji, unfortunately, the other day, and Fiji are odds on to beat the Tongans and take out the title. And after the heartbreak of losing by just a point to the Blues last weekend, Moana Pacifica continue their search for a first win of the season tomorrow. That's against the Hurricanes in Wellington, the side that the Ndrua knocked off last week. And before that, this evening in Perth, talking of the Ndrua, the Fijians will be out to solidify their place in the top eight against the Western Force.